I'm Mary Shudden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. There's a lot of media news lately. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg had a marathon chat with the members of Congress. And there was the dust up with anchors at Sinclair stations, all reading the same script. But lost in all of that was a significant shift in the local media landscape in Tampa Bay. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, what's happening here?
Several things. The weekly free tabloid newspaper, Creative Loafing, was purchased by a small Cleveland company, and they laid off much of their editorial staff last week. The five-day-a-week publication, TBT, which is a free giveaway from the Tampa Bay Times, that's going down to one day a week. And also, over at the Tampa Bay Times, and that's the paper that we own, by the way, at the Poynter Institute, they are laying off several staff members. And all of this adds up to fewer journalists telling fewer stories about the local Tampa Bay region to the local Tampa Bay region.
This is happening everywhere, right?
Yes. The local print media never really recovered from the recession of 2008. Right now, 90% of all the advertising dollars go to Facebook and Google. And that was the money that used to pay your local journalist. So behind these recent changes is a rise in the cost of newsprint for newspapers by about 30%. And that's because of tariffs that were imposed by the federal government.
How does this impact us on the local level?
This really is an ecosystem. You have to keep this in mind. There are so many local businesses that rely on these publications for coverage. It might be restaurants or theaters or clubs that are trying to get entertainment info out into the world. So even if you don't consume these publications on a regular basis, you may notice that it's a lot harder to find information about certain events just because there are fewer people dedicated to this type of coverage. This is going to affect nonprofits that organize events to fundraise. It's going to affect local activists who are trying to get people together. It really does have far-reaching implications.
This problem's been going on for so long. There's got to be a solution.
You know, nobody has cracked that nut just yet. If you look at this market, it seems ripe for some sort of media startup that would fill this void. But we don't have a lot of media investors in this community. If you look at other communities like Miami or Seattle, you can see certain startups starting to move into that gap and make a go of it and actually turn a profit and bring more journalism into the community. We haven't seen that happen here for a long time.
Kelly McBride of Poynter, tell me, how do we rethink our strategy for getting local information?
Make a list of the 5 to 7 issues that you are most interested in, and then ask yourself, where are you going to get reliable information? Then you gotta add all those places to your daily routine.